Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:39 Sports, 8:39 rather, with our good friend Mike Max. Twins on the road. It'll be Michael Pineda tonight, Maxie, at the 8:30 pregame, 9:10 first pitch.
Yeah, and he's pitched reasonably well of late. He had back-to-back home runs the other day. Other than that, he was pretty good. So if they can get him to continue to do what he's doing and move it in the right direction, the relief corps is interesting. They sent down Trevor Hildenberger yesterday. Good young man. Out of his whole story is just fascinating to me because he was pitching in college and he had graduated and only pitched like three innings in his entire career and was going to go into the work world. And a player went pro, so they said, come back and pitch, and they changed him to a sidearmer. And the rest is history. He made it to the big league. So incredible story, but he struggled yesterday, and they sent him down. And aside, his numbers were not good. He was just over 7 on ERA, and I think he'll be back at some point in time. But the other, you look at the rest of the bullpen there to back up Pineda tonight and the rest, pretty good numbers in terms of their ERA and some of the things that they're doing kind of by committee there. So they've got some – this has really been an interesting team to watch because they're doing things differently than we've seen a lot in the past, whether it's with the relief corps, where guys bat in the lineup, you know, Astudillo and Garver bat in leadoff, lots of stuff like that. They've thrown the baseball statistics and traditions to the wind, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they can turn a game in a hurry with that home run power.
Yeah, and isn't that something, Dave? You know, you and I watch this game, and, you know, you don't realize what you're missing until you see a team that can hit with power. Because, you know, yesterday, what's the difference? Well, the Angels had 18 hits, but the Twins had two big two-run home runs, and that negates a lot of things. And you know, how many times have they had a close game, and all of a sudden they'll hit a three-run homer, and the game's over. And they do that consistently, and you forget how important that is in the game until you got that many big moppers. And Byron Buxton's hitting ninth, and, of course, he hit a home run yesterday. And so you got guys at the bottom of the order that can hit home runs. You know, you don't realize it until you watch it up close, as we have with the Twins this year, what that means.
Again, the Gopher women host the regional softball tournament coming up. This might be one of the better regionals anywhere, Mikey, with the records of these teams.
Well, they think so. I was out there the other day. Jamie Traxel, head coach, will be on with me tonight. But she coached at North Dakota State for about, I think, 14, 15 years as an assistant, eventually associate head coach. And that's when they play North Dakota State on Friday night. North Dakota State actually won a region, went to a super region not long ago when she was there coaching. So this means something to her. But a little bit like the Twins, they got power on that team. They got a lot of people, Maddie Houlihan and Brandmer and a bunch of them that can hit home runs. And so with that, they've got a chance. And they've got Amber Fife and Sidney Smith. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch in terms of your starting pitchers. And Smith transferred back from LSU. You know, Dave, I don't understand this still, this whole the transfer rules. I thought I understood. But in softball, and I think they said in volleyball, and I'm not sure there's other sports, you can transfer with no penalty of sitting out. Now, I have no idea how that works or why that works. They lost a good player to it, Kendall, last year, and then picked up Sidney Smith. But I have no idea how these NCAA rules work anymore. Some sports you can just transfer and you can get eligible right away.
Matt, yeah, Rachel Blount's got an interesting piece today in the Star Tribune about if St. Thomas were to get booted out of the MIAC, where they would go, and she lays it out pretty well.
Yeah, they got, well, if you have money, you have lots of options, too. So if you want to get committed to it, there's lots of things that you could do. You can go Division II, the NSIC, and go Division I in hockey, because hockey, the NSIC doesn't have a hockey program there. So other than that, all your sports would be pretty safe. But there's lots of options like that. And in this day and age, when you see what they did in the Dakotas by going 1AA or, you know, FCS, that's been an amazing transformation of those schools and what they've accomplished from it, what they've gotten out of it. All those things, and that all stems from money. And if they want to, you know, St. Thomas has a lot of money, but if they want to funnel that into athletics and make it a priority, they could do all kinds of things.
Yeah, that St. John's student that started that petition, he's a track athlete there, was interesting that he wants to keep St. Thomas in the MIAC because he pointed out, hey, they don't win everything.
No, they don't. I mean, look at the St. John's won the football and baseball.
Yeah.
And we're second in basketball. So there you go. Augsburg won hockey. And yeah, so they're always near the top, and they're always in the upper echelon. They expect to win a lot, but that's incumbent on other teams, too, to do something to step up. But Augsburg had been the best winner in the MIAC history almost. Their men's and women's. I saw Ted Reverso the other day. I was out there at one of their baseball games, and he's got that women's basketball team turned around, and the men's team had a great run to the tournament. The wrestling team won it. The hockey team won the conference. So there's lots of schools that you, and that's been the best thing about this whole thing, is people have had to really look at that and really look at not just you know, who's won what, but look at if you're not winning, why aren't you winning? You know, there's reasons for that you're not winning. And some of that has nothing to do with St. Thomas. It has to do with commitment from your own program. You know, Bethel had a great year in football, and they won baseball last year, and basketball, they're competitive. My alma mater, Hamlin, in football doesn't keep up. And, I mean, you got to get committed and figure those things out and figure out what you want to be.
The Wolves, again, one more time, Max. I know I asked you at 7:40, the latest over there.
Well, they, you know, obviously they're going through this interview process with the four assistant coaches that are potential head coaches. It sure sounds to me like the players, based on the conversation that I had yesterday, think that Ryan Saunders is going to be the permanent head coach. And I don't know if this is just window dressing or not, or if he's at least Gerson is allowing for someone to blow him away in an interview that he might think differently. He knows the guy from Houston well. Juwan Howard's a hot name. He's interviewed for several head coaching positions, but he certainly, as I mentioned earlier, he's not going high profile with the people that he's bringing in to compete against Ryan. There's no Bickerstaff, no David Yeager, you know, guys like that. And they certainly didn't act quickly when, you know, Monty Williams and some of those guys were available. They didn't jump on that. They've taken their time. And so I assume that that's the direction that they want to go, would be Ryan Saunders, but it's hard to say. Maybe he's leaving a little bit of wiggle room there.
Hey, Maxie, what are you going to be doing on the show tonight?
I'm going to stop by Lynx Media Day. They've got that today. And then tonight we'll talk with them. We're going to talk to Jamie Traxel, as I mentioned, the softball coach at the University of Minnesota. And then I met a guy that is pretty interesting. He's a sergeant in the police force from Minneapolis. And one of the things that they do is they try to play basketball, the police officers, against hospitality house and kids from the inner city, to show those kids, if they play basketball with them, that, hey, you know, these police officers are people, too, as a way of kind of bridging the gaps. We're going to talk to them about that program. It's an interesting concept.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to be here for about an hour. We're going to have the Woman in the Boardroom show, which will be just outstanding. So that's coming up tonight at 6, and then you'll be on right after that.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
He's Mike Max. You catch him on Channel 4 and right here on the radio tonight on WCCO. It's 8:47.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.